Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be with you, and my pleasure to have our good friend Leslie Kossoff back on the show with us, too. Leslie is a great friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's an outstanding resource for us, ladies and gentlemen. She's an incredible author. Her book, Executive Thinking, is still one of my favorites. It's just one of the 2 books that she's written, at least the 2 that I know of. And she's one of the ladies who, one of the folks who joins us from time to time, to especially to make sure that as small business owners, we don't misunderstand, we don't forget that we are executives. We might not all the time think that we're executives, but we are. And Leslie's going to help us think about that some more today. Leslie, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Good to have you back, as always. And I really appreciate, Leslie, the way you help us think about these things, because the person who runs the business day-to-day, who owns the business and runs the business and buys and sells and hires and fires and you know, runs the details of the business, that's a management situation, but in my opinion. But there's a whole other discipline required to be successful in a small business, and that's at the executive level, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And for small business owners, of course, the challenge is that you have to play both roles simultaneously, whereas in larger corporations, executives get to be executives and managers are managers. But for the small business owner, it's all wrapped up in the one package that's you.
The chairman of the board of General Motors doesn't buy or sell anything.
No.
Probably doesn't hire any or fire anybody. But we have to do all those things at some point in time, and then put our executive visionary hat on to make sure that the company has the right strategy and is headed in the right direction.
Absolutely, and that you're watching what the market is doing and that you're seeing what the future opportunities for your business will be at the exact same time that you're negotiating with your suppliers to make sure that you're getting the best prices for those materials that you need and that they're being delivered on time and that, you know, that your people are showing up at work and all of the day-to-day details at the exact same time that, yes, in fact, you are sitting as if you were on Mahogany Row with nothing but strategy and you know, and that lovely 30,000-foot view to be looking at.
Do you think that that's one of the biggest reasons why some companies that do more than just survive, they actually thrive and they seem to be, you know, a little bit of cut above everybody else? Don't you think it's probably because the owners are capable, they're a little more efficient, a little more effective in switching hats from manager to executive?
Yes, and that even as they're acting as manager, it is always in the context of what their executive thinking has, the direction that their executive thinking has taken them. So everything that happens inside of the organization, and this is really the easiest way, particularly for small business owners, to be able to switch and understand when they're needing to think as a manager and when they are thinking as executives, is that when you think as an executive, you are always thinking holistically. There is always the larger context, not just of the day-to-day needs of your business, but toward what end, what is it that you wanted to achieve, what is that picture that you have in your head, and then every single action that you take, every decision that you make, every step of the way is always in the context of that grander vision.
The macro issues, like the overall capitalization strategy of the company and the public relations direction of the company, the macro community that communities that we're involved in that we're part of.
Yes, absolutely. And
those require executive thinking.
They do, and they require executive thinking even to realize that you need to be thinking about them. And then once you've got your picture and you understand how your pieces fit and how your business fits into that larger business firmament that your business is part of, how you differentiate yourself, how you make yourself a success, then every decision is in line with that.
Stand by, Leslie. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how to incorporate our employees into our executive thinking. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. By the way, folks, let me remind you, in the show coming up straight ahead, Fred Siegel's going to join us, and Fred is one of our Wall Street experts, one of our stock experts, and I've asked Fred to join us to talk to us about how he feels that the high petroleum prices and also the potentially increases in interest rates over the next month or so, what kind of a toll that's taking on the stock market, and which as you know, it seems to be taking a little bit of a toll. We're going to get him to join us to talk to us about that. And another thing I wanted to mention is the matchmaking event, the business matchmaking event that's going to be taking place here this week at Disney World during the Small Business Administration's Expo 2004. We're going to have some of the matchmaking folks on. I want you to hear about them because I really want you to know more about this business matchmaking event the SBA is putting on. I think it's an important one. And so we'll be doing that. And then after that, we'll have Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and that's just coming up in the next show, and I'll tell you more about the end of the week a little bit later on. Leslie Kossoff, your website is rocking and rolling these days, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it is kossoff.com, and that's spelled K-O-S-S like Sam, O-F-F like Frank, and there's information about me, there's information, there are articles on there, and there's also a sign-up for a free monthly advisory that I send out that is things for executives to think about, and it's executives of all sizes of companies, and it's a global perspective, so it has local and global application.
I don't think I'm on that list. Would you make sure I get on that list?
Okay, if you're not on there, Jim, I'm sure that you're on there, but I'll double-check.
I may not be, but anyway, just make sure that I am, because that's something that I'm going to want to that I want to read. And can they find out more about your books? Can they read a little bit about your books there on the website?
Absolutely. It's all there on the website, and also the articles that I've written for Amazon.com,
oh, yeah,
the Executive Horizons articles, and
right.
And also periodically with my newsletter, I'll send out free separate articles and things that of other things that I've written that have been made available elsewhere.
Now, I mentioned the Executive Thinking book, and folks, I really encourage you to get that one, but you also have an outstanding quality book. Tell us the title
called
of that.
Managing for Quality, yes, absolutely, and that takes me back to where I started with business, was really looking at how from the frontline employee level right up to the executive suite, how to make the organization work as efficiently and effectively as possible.
Leslie, speaking of employees, as you know, I spent 20-plus years in corporate world, and I watched a lot of managers, some good ones, some not so good, and I really still think back on some of the really good ones at how they just mined the most out of their employees, their managers. They were like little Geppettos, you know. They didn't manipulate us, but they just seemed to be able to get the best out of us. And those same people, men and women, were, not surprisingly, also the most successful that I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
And they did it not because they were so individually smart, but because they were so darn good at making sure that they got every ounce of energy and intellect out of their employees.
Well, that's a strategy in and of itself, and it is particularly important for small business owners. We've seen it more standardized as a way of doing business with different large corporate initiatives starting back in the 70s and 80s on quality improvement and then on human capital and learning organizations and all of the different things that have been done over the years under a lot of different names to get exactly as you described, to get the most and the best out of the people that are there. But if you think about those managers that got the best out of you, they were brave. They were very brave because they were willing to put forward their vision for what they wanted their organization to be, and they were also brave because they were willing to listen to what their employees had to say. Now, the wonderful thing about small business owners is that small business owners are brave. They are just, you know, the way that you refer to small business owners as your heroes, I absolutely agree, because small business owners have to be the bravest people out there because they take steps that seem to fly in the face of all rational possibilities. Wouldn't it be easier to just pull a paycheck from someone else?
Mm-hmm.
And no, absolutely not. It may be easier, but it's a life choice as much as a business and strategy choice. And so it's a matter of taking that same courage in hand and speaking to your employees and saying, look, this is the business. This is where I see it going. This is what I want to achieve. This is why we're all here. This is the picture that I've carried in my head from day one when I first decided that I wanted to establish this business. Now, talk to me. Where are we in alignment with that? Where are we off course? What else needs to be done? What can you be doing to help create this picture and make it into even more than I envision? Because every one of those employees has pictures in their own heads about their jobs, about their lives, and that's part of the reason why people who work for small businesses work for small businesses, is because they also have that ability to share in the immediacy. It's a lot easier to work for a large corporation. It really is. Your job
in
is
some,
much more
in some possible. In some ways it is. You're right about that. The thing though that's the key, whether you're an executive, a successful executive in big business or small business, is to make sure that, and this is something you've stressed many times before, Leslie, and that is to make sure that your people believe that you really care about them, that they're not just a means to an end for you.
Yes.
That you really do care about what they say, and that you take what they offer you with the greatest of respect, and that,
yes.
I think that's important. Stand by. We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't forget, folks, I'm at Disney's Animal Kingdom, in that whole park, and I'm specifically in the Animal Kingdom Lodge in there. There's all kinds of wildlife running around here, giraffes and 5-year-olds and teenagers and elephants and things like that. So if you hear any of that kind of noise, any of that wildlife noise in the background, you know why, because this is where I am. Leslie, you know, I love wildlife, Leslie Kossoff, especially even teenagers too.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking of all of those different types of wildlife. It's the little kids and the teenagers that I think you have to be most careful about.
Actually, as it turns out, they've been the noisiest here this week, than a lot more, lot noisier than the other wildlife, the kind
mm-hmm.
that eats the hay. Leslie, we're talking about executive thinking, folks, with Leslie Kossoff, and. You know, we've done interviews with Leslie in the past where she's helped us to understand how we should be thinking in an executive way. But and Leslie, we were just talking about how to get our employees to talk to us about the things that are that they're doing and to get executive information out of them. But how do we help them to think of themselves as executive? How do we get them to start thinking in that way and sort of to build their own professional opinion or attitude, I guess I should say, about being an executive?
It starts out by really understanding that when they walk out the door of your small business, they are executives in their own lives. They're doing exactly the same things in their lives that you're doing for your business and your own life every day. You're figuring out what's the strategy. How are you going to fund that strategy, whether it is buying a house or sending your kids to college? It's, you know, that what is now so commonly referred to as C-level thinking, that chief executive, chief operating, chief financial officer thinking that goes on for you as business owner all the time for your business, is also going on in the heads of your employees for their lives on a regular basis. So they've got the skill set, and it's a matter of accessing it, talking to them in exactly that way, and explaining to them, you do this. You may not realize that you do this, but this is what you do in your life, and in an unconscious way, this is also what you're doing when you're here at work in this business, in this organization, because you are thinking about, if we did this better, we could have these efficiencies, we could save this much money, we would be able to work with these other customers, and those thoughts are going through your employees.
But we have to let our employees know that we want that kind of those kinds of thoughts from them, those kinds of perspectives, and that kind of feedback from them, and that we're going to value those things when we get them, and I'm sure that it would benefit that they would like to think that whatever they're telling you will be acted upon.
Absolutely. Now,
so you've got to make them feel like that it's worthwhile for them to think as an executive.
Absolutely. And so, you know, but for the employees, because this is such a moment of freedom and the richness and the value of the information that you'll get, it really will go far beyond anything you could ever imagine. For the employees, to keep them engaged in that way, what you must do is explain and that you want all of that information, that realistically, you may not be able to act on all of it, maybe not immediately. Some things you may not ever be able to act on because of constraints you don't know, but that all of the information that you get, you are going to work with them and have them actively involved in the implementation and execution of as many of these ideas as possible. And it's not just the getting their ideas, but then it's getting their participation in making their dreams for your organization come true, which all feed into your dream because it's all in that larger context that you are constantly talking to them about. And
right.
Then you will start seeing not... The Japanese, where all of this comes from, worked from incremental improvement. In America, we see quantum improvement from this.
Mm-hmm.
We tend not to work in small pieces. We tend to do small things that leave us making leaps and bounds of improvements. And it's one of the reasons why we are who we are and why we succeed the way that we do.
Leslie, I'm going to have to stop you because we're coming up on the end of the hour. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. Your website is kossoff.com. That's two S's and two F's. A lot of good stuff there. Leslie, thank you for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure always, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Great.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.